Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah, and Mirtzah Hashem we're finishing off Simen Shin Chaf, which deals with Schita, and starting Shin Chaf Aleph, which deals with certain types of laws in terms of uprooting items from the ground, grinding, and food preparation. We're also learning today, especially Leila Nishmas, my mother, whose yard site is today, Imi Melrasi, Mrs. Anna Glatt, Alea Shalom, Chana Basmeir Avram. This shir and all the shirim we give should be an aliyah for her neshama. We begin at the very top line, Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, with Sif Yutes. The Mechaber tells us, Litein Karkom B'Tavshil Mutter. A person is allowed to put saffron, this karkom, inside a cooked dish on Shabbos. It's already been cooked. It's permissible to do so. Vein lochosh lo mishum tzoveh. And we don't have to be concerned that you're going to color the food item over here. And the reasoning is, the ein tzviya ba'acholin. There is no concept of coloring food on Shabbos. There is a concept, you're not allowed to go and dye things, you're not allowed to go and color other things on Shabbos, but this din of dyeing a food doesn't apply. There is no such issur, the Mechaber tells us. The Chofetz Chaim in the Dibur HaMaslu Bir Halacha, Litein Karkom B'Tavshil, tells us, look in the Nishmas Adam, who disagrees with this basic din, and he says that there is a concept of tzoveya in certain areas. He proves this by shchita, that we're concerned with the blood being tzoveya, the neck area, the neck meat. And he answers that the Ohr Zeruah explains that this is talking about the hide around the base of shchita, and therefore there is no problem with coloring food, even according to the shita. The issue footnote number 59 brings down that the Tosos Rid disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch over here and does say that there is tzviya in regards to Ochlim, but others disagree with this opinion of the Tosos Rid, and they explain the Gemara here that any time you're putting in coloring for food to make the food better, more appealing, more tasty, so then there is no concern with tzviya. But if you're doing it in order to, for example, make the food look fresher so people will want to purchase it, so then that would be an Isser of tzoveya, even by Ochlim. The Mishneh Berurah in Sif Katan Nun Vav explains further. You're allowed to put red wine besoch yain lovin into white wine, even though that's going to obviously color the white wine reddish. And even if your intention is specifically to change the appearance of the food or the drink, one doesn't have to be machmir not to do this. This is based upon the opinion of the Prima Godim. But as we just read in the Bir Halacha, the Nishmas Adam disagrees with this and says you shouldn't do this over here, and therefore it's proper and appropriate, he says, to follow the Nishmas Adam and not to do this. There's your footnote number 48 brings down, therefore when you're making tea, if you want to follow this more machmir position, you should first put in the scents and then add the hot water to it, of course in a way that there's no problem with Bishul over here. But he does bring down that if you do it the other way, there is no problem, essentially. But Rav Nissen Carl Shlita says, if you have a choice, it certainly is preferable to first put in the scents, which is colored, and then add the water to it. The issue footnote number 49 brings down that the Iker Din is like Rav Elezer Mitz, brought down by the Darki Moshe, she'osu litein yayin od de edom l'soch yayin lov. And you really should follow this more machmir opinion, not put red wine into white wine. And he says this is different than putting in the saffron into the meal. Shekein notes no l'shem nesinat seva edom b'yayim, because here you're bedafka doing it to create the white wine into red wine. Whereas the purpose of putting in the karkom is not really to change the coloring, it's for the purposes of taste. And therefore, it is permitted by the saffron, but not permitted by the wine. Then he says, when you're using some sort of a concentrate, a sweetened concentrate, and it will color the water or the food that you're putting it in, so Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says it is permissible to do this. And this is like the basic din that you are allowed to have hot water and then put the tea bag, if it's in a kol shlishi, or the essence into it, even though it's going to color the water. Again, the reasoning is because your purpose over here is to change the taste and not to color the water. If you didn't have to color the water, but you got the same taste, you would be perfectly happy. He says, likewise, to make chocolate milk or things like that for children to drink is also certainly permissible. Because the bottom line is that we do hold that there is no isser, technically, with being tzoveya with ochlin. Again, one should be machmer if it's at all possible, according to the more stringent opinion that was brought down in the name of the Nishmas Adam. Mishnah continues, Mikol makom ein rashi lasos mare b'yayin sraf udvash sheiknu mimenu. A person should not do this with whiskey or honey over here in order that people would go and purchase it because it will look better. Brought down by the name of the Prima Godim. And another reason, he says, it's also a weekday thing that you're doing. There's no purpose to do it on Shabbos. Certainly, you shouldn't put various ingredients or chemicals, or spices, into a jug of water and put it by the sun, because you want to change the color there, and that could be a chiyuv of a chatas, possibly. He says, look in the Prima Gadim as well. Siv Chof, the Mechaber writes, Yesh misha omer sha ochel tusim oshar peros atzovim. Somebody's eating berries, different types of berries, some say it means mulberries here, but let's just call it tusim for right now, berries, oshar peros atzovim, or other types of fruit that can color. So you eat a strawberry, you eat the berries, your hands are going to be all colored, and whatever towel or item you're going to go and wipe with is also going to become colored. So he says, Tzarech lizar, one should be very careful. Shlo yiga b'yodev tzivuos b'begodav o b'mapa mishum tzaveya. Should be careful. Your hands are all red from the juice of the berry, and now you're going to go touch a towel or the tablecloth, and you're going to color it. So he says, one should be careful about doing this, because this isn't the food that we're talking about. This is now talking about a beged. However, avalim tzaveya pito b'mashka peros less limbo. But if you have a piece of bread, and it gets a little bit discolored because of the berry juice that's on it, that's not a concern at all, because again, the halacha is the ein svir ba'ochlin. We technically say that there is no concept of coloring when it comes to coloring food items or drinks. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Nun Zayin says one should be careful not to go and color the garment or the tablecloth. Hainu la poskim. This is according to the poskim that we learned about in yesterday's shir. But if you chas the psikreisha the lenicha also. That was the mamach repeat that we brought down in yesterday's shir that said that something that will happen automatically, even though you don't want it, is osur. V'afol gav the makalkalu. And even though this is not an issur go to deraisa, because we're talking here about it's something that's makalkal, which is at worst only an issur de rabbanon. They call makum isurim yikod. Nevertheless, it's an issur de rabbanon, and one shouldn't do this according to the opinion. It says psikreisha the lenicha is even osur mid the rabbanon. The issur foot number 50 brings down. What about wiping a napkin with your mouth? You're taking a paper napkin. Are you allowed to wipe your mouth? It's going to get colored. So Nissen Karl Lichlita says that's absolutely permissible. And he says, because the napkin is essentially garbage, so you're not called coloring over here the garbage. And I think the same thing would apply even if you're using a cloth napkin, you're going to throw it in the laundry, and therefore it's also considered just garbage over here, lichloch, and not coloring. The issue footnote number 51 reminds us that even though Makalkal is an Issa Darabonim, as I mentioned, according to the opinion, it says psik ratio. Even the lo nichole is also, that's even also mid the Rabbanon according to these poskim. We had brought down previously other poskim that said that by the Rabbanon it is mutter. The Mishnah Berurah writes, however, hachroa sachronim hula hachmir, one should be machmir. Mishnah Berurah sivkot nun ches, one should be careful not to touch with the berry juice, the tablecloth, and things like that. V'alfa gathet sovei upon the other. Hey, what about your hands and your face? Lekel mechash, that we have no concern about. Ein siya ela bedovo shadakul esbo, because we don't worry about coloring something that's not normally colored, and your face and hands aren't normally colored, therefore that's not an issue. The issue footnote number 52 says, what about women who put on makeup? So it is darko for them to color their faces. So he brings down the Shaarat Zion and Simon Shin Gimel. Shemikoma komuteres hi b'achilas tusim. Women can have berries. That's not a problem. Or other types of coloring foods that will color their lips. Because that's eating, and it's not a concern over here, and it's not the normal way that they would go and put makeup on their faces. And the Mishbur himself says, lo domila Simon Shin Gimel sivchav hei. The isha shom the isha lo tavir srak al panel mit meishut zavas. And a woman isn't allowed to go and put rouge on her face because it colors her face. So it says isha shiny shadarka b'kach lisyafo. So a woman is different. They normally do put on rouge on the face, so that's not allowed. But here with the berries, that's not the way. The issue footnote number 53 brings down mikol mokom when a woman puts this rouge on her face. It is only an isha d'rabbanan because midaraisa there is no concept of tzviya on the flesh of a human being. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Nun Tes, or beged odom, if it's a red garment, kol shekein d'osu l'kancho, then you certainly wouldn't be allowed to go and wipe your hands in this red garment, the misakinu, you're making it redder, which is better theoretically. And this was brought in the name of the Magen Avraham. Then he brings down v'yesh mekilim, there are more lenient opinions, this is brought down in the name of the Radvaz and the Chacham Tzvi, that one can be mekel b'chol zeh kivan shu derech lichluk. This isn't the normal way of coloring. Even if you get the berry juice on the tablecloth, you don't want that. V'yesh lismoch aleim, hechel di'ev shalol lizor b'zeh. Person's eating on a white tablecloth and not going to be able to do it without making somewhat of a mess and maybe get some spots on the tablecloth, one doesn't have to be concerned about this. The issue footnote number 55 says the same thing applies if you have to put a cloth on a bleeding wound that you have to stem the bleeding. So the Achronim say that b'shas etchak, certainly one can be makel in this way as well because it's also derech lichloch, it's not derech tzoveya. Mr. Burr continues, he writes, tzoveya chut sh'arko arba tvachim. If you color a string or a thread over here that's more than 4 tvachim long, again, it's about somewhere between 14 and 16 inches or so, roughly 3.5 to 4 inches to an etzba. There are 4 etzbas in a tefach, so somewhere between 14 and 16 inches. Or even if it's a thread, odover she'efshel litvos v'menu chut kazeh, or it's something that you could actually use, then chayev, that would be a problem of dying. The issue footnote number 56 says the same thing applies if a woman puts nail polish on her fingernails. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says also lasso kei mishum tzoveya. That is an isser of tzoveya. The Mishnah Berurah further says, however, this is only for something that will last. If it doesn't last, for example, could go and shave your srak or shashar agabi barzel and choshet susvo. If you put something on an iron thing or on a copper thing and it colors it somewhat, but it's not going to last, then potter. That's not an issa deraisa for certain. Shari aton maviro lishaso veinotzvia klom, because it won't last and therefore it's not really called dying. If somebody makes something like a dye, it could go. You put some sort of a black powder inside over here into walnut or gallnut juice, and it becomes blackened. Or if you put some sort of a grass into this saffron water that then becomes somewhat green, this is an isser based upon the Rambam. This is an isser deraisa. But Ravitz over Shenu Chayev, Ravitz, it's not an isser deraisa, Mishum Soveya, it's not an isser problem deraisa because of dying. However, Eliki Soveya Batseva Dover Acher, it's only if you then dye something else with it, is that the isser deraisa. Shai Dezen, Nigmar Melecha Seva, that's the completion of the act of Soveya. Avotzia Samayim, Shu Ein Hatseva Lo, but just coloring the water, which will eventually be used to go and dye something, that's not an isser deraisa. When it's seen as Dayo, or Samon, Mesochamayim, also Mishum Losh, there is a separate isser over here of Losh, of kneading, and that's the Lashon Adkan Lashono Bekitzer of the Ravid. With that, we conclude Simen Shin Chof, and we begin Simen Shin Chof Aleph. The Mechaber says, Chavile Pia, that's not Peya, it's Pia, bundles over here of something called matter, it's a type of grass, or Ezov, a hyssop, or Koronis, this is called Fime, and the Ramah says, Pirush Min Esev, which the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Aleph says should be Tzorach Lomar Mine Asavimim. The plural should have been used over here. These are all different types of grasses over here. The Mishnah Berurah continues, Urim LaHasaka Urim LaMaychol Behema. It could be used either for firewood or it could be used to feed your animals. Lefika Hakol Holech Achar Machshavto. He brings down for the Maimer Mordechai that it depends on your intention. If you're using it for firewood, then it becomes muktzah and you can't use it. And if you're using it for food for animals, it's not muktzah and you are allowed to use it. So again, reading from the Mechaber, all of these types of grasses, hechnison le'etzim, ein mistapkim mehen. If you had brought it in originally before Shabbos for the purposes of using it for firewood, then you're not allowed to use it on Shabbos. Hechnison le'maychol behema, but if you brought it in for animal fodder, then kotem va'ochel biyad, then you are allowed to go and peel it and give it to the animals to eat with your hand, avalobikli, but you shouldn't use a specialized instrument for this. And if you're using your fingers, umolel b'roshi etzbiosav, you should use the tips of your fingers rather than doing it in the palm of your hand like is the normal way that it is done. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Beis, if you brought it in originally, le'etzim, le'avshon, you brought it into the house to let it dry, it'd be good for firewood. So that would be muktzah then on Shabbos. V'mechnis and stomach, if when you brought it into the house, you didn't have any specific intention that you're using this for firewood or that you're using this for the purposes of animal fodder, so then nasa kemish shechnis and l'mayachol behema, since the vast majority of the time, it would be used for mayachol behema, so therefore it's allowed to be used for mayachol behema, even though you didn't expressly state that's what it was being brought in for. The issue footnote number one adds some details to this din over here in terms of it has to be normally used for animals. How do we define that it's normally used for animal fodder? So it depends if these animals are prevalent in the area, if they're prevalent only in rich people versus poor people, if they're prevalent amongst the farmers. I am in this footnote for more details. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Gimel says, "Demakse daito minayu," when you bring it in for the purposes of firewood, you've essentially made it muktzah. You've taken it out of your intention to use it. Vahavile muktzah. The issue footnote number two brings down, we said that food is never muktzah. So he says that's in a situation where you specifically did not do something to it. But here you specifically said, I'm not using it for food, I'm using it for firewood, therefore you can make it muktzah. The issue footnote number three explains why this isn't considered a kli shemalachto li'isser, and you can use it l'tzorach gufo makomo. So it is a kli muktzah, but now you need it, you're allowed to use it. So he explains that a kli is only something that will last permanently, but not something that gets used up. Since this fodder will be used up, it doesn't have the status of a klisha malach delisa, which will be mutter letzorach gufo. Mr. Bruce of Cotton Dalit says that you're allowed to peel it over here. The ktsas ruuyim gamkin l'maych lodim, since it's a little bit able to even be by a person, so you can certainly give it to your animals. What does this mean? Dershu foot number four explains down, kavanoso, shemishum kach roi hu lekot mov l'ochl. That's why you can go and eat it yourself. However, in regards to giving it to the animal, that you didn't need it to have it roi l'maych lodim, that would be enough. If it was roi l'maych behema, you'd be allowed to go and be metaltal it, afal pishen roi l'maych lodim klal, even though it's not edible for a human being. Mishnah Berurah of Kohen Hei says you're not allowed to do this with a kli, but you can only do it with your hands, because he says derech chol, that would look too much like uvda dechol. The issue footnote number 5 explains, omnon le'inyan k'timas kasho tevin k'dei lachzos v'emes ha'shinayim, to use them as a toothpick of some sort, so the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Chav Beis is going to teach us that is permissible, and there is no problem over here, kivan shiru'yim heim l'maycha behema, since it's edible to be eaten as an animal fodder, so therefore it's not muktzah, and you can use it if you want to go and use it as a toothpick. Rusiv Cotton Vav explains that you're allowed to do it with the tips of the fingers, hainu mefarech ha'shavit, and you break the shell, the husk around it, lechol hazera shebetochen, to eat the seed that is inside. You do this sifkot and zayin birashi etz biosav, lo b'chol hayad, not with the entire palm of the hand, keder shos b'chol, because that's too much uvda d'chol, a weekday activity. The issue footnote number 6 says, even though you're doing it this way, you shouldn't do it a lot. You should only use a little bit, the amount that you need for that Shabbos right then and there. The issue footnote number 7 reminds us that if the sharvit over here, if the husk was itself soft and edible, then there is no problem, because then it's only separating ochel from ochel, and that is permissible. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, Ein osin mei melach har bebiachad. You're not allowed to make a lot of salt water on Shabbos. Losei satocha kvashim, to go and put pickled vegetables inside of this salt water. Mishum de dami liba, because it looks too much like the tanning process over here. As we'll see, it's when you're doing this over here, not for preservation purposes, but because you want it to have this salty taste to it, then, and you're eating it on Shabbos, that it's allowed. If you're doing this for the purposes of preserving it for a weekday, so then it's not allowed because of achanami Shabbos lechol. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Ches tells us, "V'hu adin im nosin yain v'chometz u'shar mashkin b'melach," to go and put over here wine or vinegar or other types of liquids into salt is also forbidden. The same way that this is, unless you're doing it for the purposes of basically using it as a dip, you want to have a salty taste to the food that you're allowed to do for eating it on Shabbos. The issue footnote number 8 reminds us of all the dinim that we talked about in terms of no lad, that you're dissolving the salt. What are the gedarim in this regard that we learned previously in the issue footnote number 8? Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Tes, Yerik Shekov Shenoso Kedei L'Skayim, if you're doing it for preserving it, Shekivan Shenosei Nei HaMelech Kedei L'Skayim Domi Libet Art, then it's considered like you're tanning over here, you're doing it for preservation purposes, Shemelech Mekaymo, the salt will preserve it. V'yafo Gav D'Kaymelon Ein Ibud B'Ochel Midaraisa, even though on a Daraisa level there is no concept of tanning, so to say, in regards to foods, B'Komokum Midarabonin Mihu Osir, it is a Din Darabonin that it's Osir, K'mo Shekosu Aposkum. Because of the Sefer Tosefer Shabbos, the Tosefer Shabbos writes, Davkum Kavanasol L'Sesel Tol HaKavoshim, that's only if you're putting in over here the salt into the solution over here that has the vegetables. Avolim Ein Kavanasol L'Zeh, you're not doing it for that purpose. Dainu Shadaitu L'Chaikum Tol HaTavshilin, you're going to take some of the salt water over here and pour it into a number of different dishes, then you're even allowed to do a lot. Afilu Harbi Mutter. However, the El Yerabba disagrees. Avol El Yerabba Oser, came Mashman in the Irish because of the Rak Bimati Tiru, that you're only allowed to use a little bit of salt water over here to make it. Because it's recognizable if you're only doing it for a little bit, that you're only doing it for immediate usage. If you make a lot, people are going to think you're using it for preparation for the weekday, and he says that's not allowed. The issue foot number 10 talks about how you make salt water on Pesach. If you forgot to make it and Pesach comes out on Shabbos, you're only allowed to make a little bit for immediate usage at the Seder. What's considered a small amount? So Rav Nissen Karo L'Shlita says, Masha tzorch l'tzorch tivel ha-macholim shel suda achas. For that meal itself, that's called a little bit. And the issue foot number 11 reminds us what I said before, that the whole idea over here is when you're doing it for immediate eating purposes, but if you're doing it for weekday purposes to pickle it, so then the Kaf Chaim says that's also even for a little bit. The Rus of Kotten Yod tells us, even if you put the salt in the water and then you add a little bit of oil, it's not allowed, gamkin osur. However, if you first put in the oil into the water, then you put in the salt, then you put in the water, there are those that allow you to do this. Ola Shabbos, Tosef Shabbos, El Yeraba, the Prima Godim, as brought down the Shaar Tzion, O Zion. Because the oil will go and weaken the salt, from being so strong, the ain't a love shame may melech, and therefore doesn't have the status of being salt water and no concern of ibud. But why is it also if you put the shemen in afterwards then? Because when you put the water and salt together, at that point it looks like ibud, like tanning. Mechaber continues writes, if you put in 2/3 salt into the water, then you can put in that much salt even if you're only making a little bit of salt water. You have to be putting in only a little bit of the salt. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Yud Aleph, O litbol bohen pito, when you want to dip your bread into the salt water, and likewise, if you want to go pour it on pieces of chicken or of roasted fish, then you're allowed to do this for that meal or for the next meal. But you can't do it for a weekday. You can only do it for the Shabbos meal. So Friday night, you could put it in there, even though you're only going to eat some of it on Shabbos lunch, but you're not allowed to do this if you eat Matzah Shabbos or on Sunday. Because you're not allowed to do this even a little bit if it's very salty, because it looks like you're trying to make the fish brine. That's how you make fish brine. But if it's drying up, you're allowed to add a little bit more to it. The issue foot number 14 says if it's fully dry, you can't though. With that, we will conclude today's shiur. Again, we learned it today. Leilinishos, my mother's yard site, Imi Marasi, Chana Basmei Avram, her Neshama Shavin Aliyah, from all of our learning. That concludes today's shiur.